is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here this afternoon. We thought we'd do another check-in with Kyle Reed, Fire Prevention Officer of the Douglas Forest Protective Association. Looks like you guys had a few things going on over the weekend and last week as well.
Yeah, we met last Monday in here, and things had gone really well. The week before had no fires, and we thought we'd try this prevention program again. But this last week was a little bit busier for us.
So talk about some of the fires in the past few days.
Yeah, so going back to last Monday, we had a fire out off of Highway 42 in the Brockway area. It was about a two-acre grass fire. We had crews there from DFPA, Douglas County Fire District Number 2, and Winston Dillard Fire Department. It was burning in a cut hay field, so very short grass, but had some wind behind it, burned about 2 acres. That fire was actually caused by a bird that got up into the power lines, got electrocuted, and started a fire. The next day, we had a fire in the Rock Creek area up north outside a drain. That was a 6-acre grass fire. We had crews there from DFPA, North Douglas County Fire and EMS. That was actually a fire that was a holdover fire from a large burn pile that was burnt in this last spring. So we've talked about that in the past. Any of those large debris piles, especially if they're made with machinery, have the capability of holding heat for many months, and that's due to the dirt acts as insulation and doesn't allow that fire to burn very cleanly. Same day, we had a fire near milepost 153 southbound. That was a 10-acre grass fire. That was most likely a vehicle-related fire. And then more recently, I guess it was the next day, Wednesday, August 26th, a fire there on Burnt Mountain, about 12 miles west of Winston, half-acre fire, grass and brush. Again, that fire was also most likely vehicle-related. And we had crews there from a number of different agencies. That was a fire right on our border. So we had crews there, in addition to DFPA from the Coos Forest Protective Association, 10 Mile Rural Fire Department, Winston Dillard, and then the Looking Glass Rural Fire Department. And then over the weekend, we also had a couple fires as well. So the first one Saturday night, pretty late at night, was a vehicle fire just west of Tiller. That was located between Tiller Trail Highway and the South Umpqua River. Very lucky there where that fire started, being on that side of the road, so it couldn't go up the hillside. The fire destroyed the vehicle and burned about 1/100th of an acre of wildland fuels. And then Sunday we had two fires. The first one there was the old Highway 99 South fire there in the green area between the highway there and Grange Road. So again, that was a very lucky start for us in the fact that there was roads on three sides of that fire, so there wasn't very far of it that it could go. But it was being pushed by the wind a little bit, burned about a quarter acre of grass. And then we had a fire yesterday evening as well up in the Sutherland area near the rodeo arena. Again, that fire was a quarter acre, grass and brush. It was a slow-moving fire, as it was reported when crews got on scene. But there's some potential there with homes nearby for, threatening those homes. So we were able to get that fire taken care of quickly, and there was no damage to the homes or surrounding areas.
So where do we stand right now in terms of how many fires we've had during this fire season?
So right now for DFPA, we're at 62 fires that have burned about 175 acres. So when you look at, the 10-year average, we're behind on number of fires a little bit. So that's 74 fires is where we should be for this time of year when we look back at the 10-year average with 7,900 acres burned. And obviously those numbers are skewed a little bit with the large fires that we've had. But when you look at the difference from this year to, the 10-year average or even last year, the big difference is the lack of lightning. So we haven't had lightning this year really to speak of. It's stayed to the south and to the east of us. We had one lightning fire that occurred before fire season began that was relatively small in size. So at this time of the year, we typically have about 19, 20 lightning-caused fires. So when you consider that, we're at 62 fires, you add 19 or 20 fires to that, that would put us above our 10-year average. So we've actually had more human-caused fires this year than we typically do by this time of the summer.
Now, I know that folks up in Elkton were telling me this morning that there was some smoke moving in there, and I guess that's from a fire over in Lane County?
That's correct, yeah. So there was a fire yesterday kind of in the coastal portions of Lane County towards Mapleton. So that fire was reported yesterday afternoon as a couple fires. A couple of those fires grew together. Haven't heard too much about it today, other than it's about 400 acres in size. We actually sent some resources up there to assist with them. We sent a couple engines, some overhead, and then we had our fixed-wing recon aircraft that we sent as well. In addition to that, the two of the helicopters here in Douglas County that are statewide severity were dispatched to that incident as well. So those resources worked on the fire throughout the day yesterday. We've got our engines back today. Did some good work on that fire overnight, but they did order a incident management team to come in from the Department of Forestry to help manage that fire. They should be there today, this afternoon, and then I believe they take command of that fire this evening.
So that one has not gotten too big at this point. Do you know what much about kind of the topography of the area it's in?
Yeah, so that area is, you know, looking at the pictures that I got from our aircraft that was flying up there, it's a very steep, rocky area right off the river there, you know, almost a up and down hillside there. And then once it breaks off behind that, it's just more mountains and rugged terrain. So that makes firefighting very difficult in those conditions.
So we've done reasonably well to this point. Every fire season is a little different from the last. In fact, somebody I was talking to several days ago before they had moved down here, they were told to be ready for getting inundated with smoke in August or maybe September, and they were asking why it hadn't happened. And of course, last week it was just the airflow from California was hitting Klamath County and towards Lake County and not coming up here.
Yeah, you know, it really depends on where those fires occur at and where those winds are blowing. So today there's some northeast winds that are forecasted. So depending on where those winds come out of, we could get some of that smoke from the fire there outside of Mapleton coming into parts of the Umpqua Valley. So that's definitely something to keep an eye on, especially if you're kind of that north-northwest part of the county.
Now, we've been talking throughout the day on the news about being near 100. Starting tomorrow, pulls back for a day or so, but then by the weekend, especially Sunday, they're saying 101 in Roseburg. But you turned the page and looked a little further on the forecast.
Yeah, you know, that's something that we're keeping a really close eye on right now. You know, looking out, you know, that 7 to 10 day outlook, you know, there's several days there that are, as of right now, forecasted to be between 100 and 105 degrees. You know, that's you know, pretty bad on any time of the year when you get those conditions. But at this stage, when we've had the amount of drying and dry conditions that we've had on our forest fuels, throwing that on top of it now is definitely not a good combination.
Now, could you tell, are we still looking for it to be a little breezier, or is that kind of up in the air?
Yeah, you know, right now they're calling for some pretty breezy conditions the next couple days. You know, that far out, it's really hard to forecast that. We're definitely going to keep an eye on that as we go forward. And some of the big things with the wind right now is not only the how strong they are, but it's also, you know, that they're kind of a northeast-east wind event. When you get those, you know, northeast winds and those east winds, they come down off the mountains heading towards the ocean there. And as they come down in elevation, they compress, which causes them to warm. And, you know, they're a strong wind to begin with. So then you've got a strong warm wind, which doesn't help anything at all either.
So we've got the potential for probably 4 days above 100, if not more.
Yeah, and even these days that we're looking at, you know, in the upper 90s aren't very favorable either. You know, and when you look at, okay, it's not a one or two a day event at this point. It's potentially a, you know, 7 to 10 day event, which makes things even worse.
And as well, a lot of times in the summer, historically, when they say 98, we tend to overreach it a bit. We tend to go a degree or two higher than what's usually forecast when it's this hot.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing to take into account is where you're at in the county. You know, obviously, South County tends to be a little bit warmer than North County. And then, you know, different places will see some different temperatures. But overall, it's going to be hot, it's going to be dry, and it's something that we're going to keep a close eye on for the next 10 days.
More with Kyle Reed when we come back on Inside Douglas County, 1245 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1. On tomorrow's program, September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. We're going to be talking to a representative from Compass Behavioral Health about the issue of suicide on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. Kyle Reed from the Douglas Forest Protective Association in here with us. We were just talking about the very hot conditions expected for several days. So really, we're talking 8, maybe 9 days in a row that it could be near or above 100.
Yeah, and that's got us really concerned going into the next, you know, week to 2 weeks out. You know, when you look at, you know, the state of the fuels, things are basically one spark away from a bad day happening. When you combine that with, you know, the fires throughout Oregon and across the West, there's not of a lot of extra resources out there available right now to be called on from either, you know, government agencies or private contractors. So that's a big thing right now, is there's not a lot of extra resources if something happens.
Well, we've got crews from various places up in the gorge dealing with that fire, crews up at this Western Lane fire. So is the supply of manpower pretty tight right now?
Yeah. So, you know, like I mentioned, when we're looking at like hand crews, we've been in a period for a week to 2 weeks now with very limited number of hand crews. Most of the hand crews throughout the Pacific Northwest have either been on assignment or tied up with another agency. So if something was to happen, there may not be hand crews available. So we've, you know, canceled a lot of days off during that last warm spell, brought in some extra resources. We staff some extra resources that we have, and we're looking at doing the same thing for the next week or so with the conditions that we're facing.
Now, we're already under extreme fire danger. What could this next week and a half or so do in terms of the industrial users of the forest?
Yeah, so we're looking at, you know, conditions on a day-by-day basis. You know, the industrial landowners and operators are a very valuable resource for us. They have, you know, a number of personnel out and about on a daily basis doing work in the woods, but they also have fire suppression equipment and personnel that we use on those fires. So we want to make sure that they're around and available if they're needed. But at the same time, we want to make sure that the conditions are safe for them to work in. So we're taking a step right now to rescind waivers that may have been issued to allow them to work longer in the day under certain conditions. So there's going to be a hard shutoff for industrial operations at 1 o'clock. You know, and then going forward, we'll be looking again day by day to see if we need to increase the industrial fire precaution level to a level 4 or not. But right now, again, it's a day by day basis.
You know, when we have been looking at these various fires we've talked about, you get a lot of agency help from different places. And most of these rural fire departments are mostly, if not all, volunteers, right?
Exactly. They're a huge asset to our communities here in Douglas County. We're very fortunate to have the number of volunteer fire departments that we have, and then, you know, the staffing that they have as well. You know, these are people that are not getting paid to, you know, serve and protect their communities, whether it's a fire or a vehicle accident or a medical call or whatever. So we're very fortunate. From the wildland side of things, we use them, we rely on them for initial attack response to help us keep these fires small, everywhere from manpower and engines to water tenders and really anything that we need. They're a huge asset for us.
Now, I know not all of these folks are always available, but just the flexibility that their employers must have in some cases to, you know, have somebody working in the shop doing whatever, and then suddenly they're gone.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a case-by-case basis with the different employers, but there's a number of employers throughout the area that allow their employees to leave when there's a fire call to help protect their communities. And again, it's not just wildfires, it's structure fires, it's vehicle accidents, it's medical calls. When you sit there and listen to the scanner throughout the day, there's a lot of calls that they run on.
Now, one of the things that I've noticed is that firefighters obviously tend to be a little bit younger, at least more of them that are younger. Is that an issue this time of year?
Yeah, we are starting to lose a couple of our people to college. You know, typically, you know, where it's another week or 2 weeks out before we really see that drawdown. But we'll start seeing people trickle out here in the coming days to weeks. And that's a concern, especially with the conditions that we're facing right now. You know, even looking long term beyond the 7 to 10 days hot spell that we have, you know, there's really no indication of moisture beyond there. It is hard to forecast that far out. We'll have to kind of wait and see what develops there. But, things are still looking pretty dry for the foreseeable future.
Now, with a lot of the colleges, universities, et cetera, though, going online, is that going to maybe help you a bit in terms of some of these folks aren't actually going up the road? They're staying here to do their studies?
Yeah, potentially. You know, we work around kids' college schedule. Typically, you know, those that are either coming home for the weekends or going to school at UCC. So if they're going to be working or doing college online, we can definitely work around their schedule if that's something they want to continue doing.
So when you have these bigger fires, and especially thinking about California last week, even Colorado as well, you get these evacuation orders, and sometimes people don't always want to follow them.
Yeah, we've ran into that here as well in our large fires in the past. It's really important for you to know what those evacuation levels mean and follow those. So again, you know, we try and educate people throughout the year on what that stuff means. So in Oregon, we've adopted statewide a program called Ready, Set, Go, and that is for the evacuation notices. So a level one evacuation would be to be ready. So at that point, you need to, you know, be aware that, you know, there's danger in the area. Start thinking about, you know, what you should pack, or if you have somebody with special needs or livestock that may take some extra time to move around, you might think about moving those people out now. If things continue to deteriorate, the fire gets closer to your home, we have a level two evacuation notice, which is be set. So at this point, you really need to start thinking about getting your stuff packed up and being able to leave it at a moment's notice. And again, livestock, pets, that kind of stuff all need to be thought about. And then if things continue to go south, we can issue the level three notice, and that's when there's imminent threat to your area, and that's the go. So that's the go part of Ready, Set, Go is the level three. So we've seen these evacuations throughout Oregon and California in the last couple weeks quite a bit, but we've had them here in the past as well in previous fire seasons.
And you've got the reverse 911 system that kind of helps make that work, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we're always asked, like, well, how will I know? So, you know, obviously we have our social media accounts, we have our website and all that. We send all the information out to the news outlets as well to share. But there's also a reverse 911 system, and it's very valuable, not just for wildfire, but for any type of emergency situation here in Douglas County. So the nice thing about that is all landlines are in that system automatically, but the bad thing is people are cutting the cord and getting rid of landlines. A lot of people have gone to voice over IP phone lines or to cell phones. So if you have the voice over IP lines or if you have a cell phone, you can still get into that system, but you have to log on to the sheriff's office website and register. It's a very simple, quick process. There's a map there. You type in your address and confirm that it's the right location. And essentially how it works is when there's a fire or other system or another event that you need to be notified of, the 911 center will basically draw a polygon in the computer around the area that's affected, and there'll be a recording that gets sent out to all the lines, all the phone lines that are within that area. So it's a very efficient system, and we've used it quite a bit.
You know, I've talked to some people before in the rural areas up the North Umpqua that had to have been evacuated, and they talked about, you know, in cases where they grab everything, they get out of the area, they get to safety, and then they realize they left an animal behind or they forgot about something like that.
Yeah, you know, it's important, you know, to get a plan ahead of time. You know, I encourage people any time of during fire season to be at that level one stage, because we live in an area where there's lots of dry vegetation. It doesn't take much for a fire to start and spread, and especially right now with the conditions we have, that could happen very quickly. So, you know, it's a great opportunity right now to think about, you know, what you need to grab if you have, you know, 5 or 10 minutes to grab stuff, where is it located? And then start thinking about where you're going to go from there. Do you have friends or family in the area? Or would you need to, you know, be in one of the shelters if we have a large fire that Red Cross is involved with? Or, you know, where are you going to take your animals or livestock and all those things? So start thinking about that stuff now before the event actually happens.
All right, out of time for now. Kyle Reed from the Douglas Forest Protective Association, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
1258 at News Radio 1240, KQEN.
listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.